The fourth stage sitting practice. So beginning this practice by sitting on a chair, or if you feel more comfortable, you can remain seated on the floor. And then choosing to close your eyes, or maybe to adopt a soft gaze on the floor or an area around you. And then becoming aware of the points of contact of your body with the floor or the chair. So having a sense that the whole of your body is being supported through the floor or through the seat of the chair. Becoming aware of how your spine is moving gently up from your pelvis as you're sitting here, and that your shoulders, neck and head are poised elegantly, as if like a swan. And then beginning the practice by gathering your interest around the breath. So not changing your breath in any way, but just noticing how the breath moves in through your body. You might notice how it flows in through your nostrils, to your chest, to your tummy, and back again. Sometimes it's easier if you can count the breath. Breath one, breath two. Breath one, breath two. And then if it's possible for you, seeing if you can find a point in your body where you can most easily locate the breath. So sometimes this might involve placing your hand on your tummy and just seeing if you can notice and explore the sensations at this point in your body that the breath is making. So maybe noticing whether the breath is short, shallow, whether it feels long. Noticing how when you breathe in, there's a small stop or pause before you breathe out again. So just curiously noticing the sensations at this point in the body where you can most easily locate the breath. Not changing your breath in any way, but just simply noticing the breath at this point. And then in the next step, I'd like to invite you to expand an awareness to the sensations of the breath throughout the whole body. So this is simply about noticing how the breath echoes or resonates through our body, and seeing if there's any small sensations in your body that you can notice as you're breathing. Breath one, breath two, breath one, breath two. So perhaps noticing if there's any small changes around your pelvis as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Or noticing if there's any tiny changes around your clavicles and your shoulder blades. And if you don't notice anything at all, then that's equally okay. It's simply just about exploring curiously the sensations that are resonating throughout the whole body as you breathe. And if your mind is being distracted already, you find yourself wandering off into thoughts about homework later or events earlier in the day, then you can congratulate yourself on being mindful, but simply bring yourself back to the breath, maybe using that point in the body where you could easily locate the breath, and then expanding an awareness back out to the sensations of the breath in the whole body. And then in the next step, I'd like you to see if you can expand an awareness now from your body to a sense of the sounds that might be arising around you. So this isn't about listening out for particular sounds, but it's simply about noticing sounds as they arise, pass by. So beginning, you might notice sounds that are quite close to you. Sounds that might be in front of you, or behind you, or even to your sides. just curiously noticing what these sounds are like, whether they're loud, soft, long, short sounds. And again, if that mind is being distracted, the thoughts are wandering off, getting caught up in stories about the sounds, then just notice those thoughts and bring yourself back into your body, back to your breath, and then expanding an awareness back out to noticing sounds. You can expand an awareness to noticing sounds perhaps that are outside of the room, sounds that are more distant, noticing if they're clear or muffled. So simply sitting here, breathing, noticing as best you can the sounds that are arising around you. And if you find this difficult at any point, you can come back to the breath and focus on the breath sensations in your body at that anchor point, that center point in your body. And so, moving into the fourth step, we're now going to expand an awareness to noticing thoughts that are arising in our mind. So this isn't about thinking, following thoughts along stories that our minds might take us along, but it's simply about noticing the thoughts that are occurring in our mind as we're sitting here breathing, noticing how the thoughts arise and then disappear, perhaps replaced by new thoughts, different thoughts. Sometimes it's easier if you can imagine you're sitting in a cinema and your thoughts are like the film that you're watching, moving across the screen, appearing and then moving across the screen, being replaced by new thoughts or even an empty screen. Or another way is to have a sense that you are a mountain, strong and firm, and that the thoughts are like the weather passing by the mountain top. And as you sit here, tall and strong, the weather passes by, the thoughts like clouds pass by. So simply sitting here breathing as best you can, just noticing the thoughts that are rising in your mind and then passing by. And at any time, if you're getting caught up in the stories of the thoughts, you can come back to your breath, noticing the sensations around the breath in your body, and then opening an awareness back into noticing thoughts. And as we start to bring this practice to a close, I'd like you to take a slightly deeper in-breath and then slowly exhale, breathe out. So doing this a couple of times to help us signal the end of the practice and also to have a sense of releasing and letting go through our body as we breathe in and breathe out. And then gently opening your eyes or changing your focus of gaze so that you're bringing an awareness back into this next moment arising as the practice ends.